6 o'clock. Let's have some news.
Good evening, I'm John Baker with the latest news, sports and weather. Gilles Roth, the Minister of Finance, confirmed to the Parliamentary Finance Committee this morning that a single tax class will be introduced in 2028. The move was broadly welcomed by MPs as a reform for promoting greater fairness as well as assisting parents of young children more. However, concerns were raised over how it would be financed, those with top incomes were not taxed more, and MP Sam Tanson of the Green Party suggested the reform could have gone further. The Luxembourg government has introduced its first national action plan against racism, outlining 23 objectives and 118 measures, emphasising the need for an inclusive society and stronger tools to detect and prevent discrimination. People of African descent are the most affected by discrimination, particularly in education, employment and housing. In some rare welcome news, electricity prices in Luxembourg are set to fall in 2026 as a result of cheaper wholesale energy and new state support for network fees, but bills will still remain almost twice as high as before the energy crisis. Current electricity rates stand at around 85 euros per megawatt per hour, roughly double the 40 to 50 level in 2021 before Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. At certain points in 2024, prices even exceeded 90 euros. In international news, the UK's police watchdog has published a wide-ranging report on the Hillsborough disaster and how it was caused during a crowd surge at one end of Sheffield Wednesday's ground hosting Liverpool supporters for an FA Cup semi-final tie, following a more than decade-long investigation which found failures in both the planning for the match and the policing of it, as well as in its response to the disaster. Despite these failings, families that lost loved ones believe they will never see justice. Governments and aid groups in Indonesia and Sri Lanka are working to get aid to hundreds of thousands stranded by deadly flooding that has killed more than 1,300 people in four countries. Torrential monsoon season deluges paired with two separate tropical cyclones last week dumped heavy rain across Sri Lanka and parts of Indonesia's Sumatra, southern Thailand and northern Malaysia. Sports now, and the Court of Arbitration for Sport has today opened the way for Russian and Belarusian skiers to compete in the 2026 Winter Olympics by overturning a ban imposed by the international skiing body. Russia has welcomed this ruling and other decisions that could allow Russian bobsleigh and luge athletes to take part in the Winter Games in Milan Cortina next year. And finally, cricket news. It has just been announced that the South Africa-born former England Test player Robin Smith has died at his South Perth apartment in Australia, aged 62. Smith played 62 tests between 1988 and 1996 and was hailed by cricket chiefs as a batter ahead of his time. He was an incredibly popular player with both his teammates and opponents, and his cause of death is not yet known. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
It has been cloudy all day with intermittent rain showers and will remain as such as the day progresses, and fog may form in some areas overnight. It's currently 6 degrees, but feeling slightly colder.